Hi, this is Chris Pels. This video we're going to take a look at how you can create hyperlinks when you're using routing in ASP.NET. Let's do a little setup here first. We're going to create a sample website. Now we're going to create this website in Visual Basic, and when you download the sample source code, you'll get the website in C# as well. Now the first thing we're going to have to do is register some routes with our application, and then we'll be able to work with creating the hyperlinks. So let's go in here to add a new item, and we'll go down. We need to add a global application class. There it is. We'll add that to our website. Now if you've used routing before, you know that you define your routes in the application start event here in the global ASAX. So let's go ahead and do that, and what we're going to do is create a separate little method that we'll call, let's see, register routes. And that takes an argument. We'll call it routes as a route collection. And notice that we apparently don't have the import statement for route collection, so let's use a little helper here. And we'll add that in. And there we go, import system.web.routing. So now we're all set. Now we need to map to a page. Let's just add a quick page to our site. And actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a folder first, and let's say that we'll call this stats for statistics. And what we're going to be doing here is we create a little page that would simulate doing visitor statistics to your website. So let's add a new item in here, and we need to add a web form, and let's just call this visitors. And so that's the page we're going to map to, and we're going to register some routes that allow us to define what period of time we want to look at the visitor information for. And we're not really going to do anything with this page, but let's just put a little title in here. Alright, so we'll save that and let's close that. Now we're back here to our register routes, and what we want to do is we're going to take the routes collection, and in here we want to call the map page route method. So the first thing, let's give this router name. Let's just call this visitor stats. And now we need to define our URL, and so let's say it's called visitors / and the parameter, let's say you can look at it by month, so we'll just create URL like that, and then the physical file that it maps to, and that's going to be off the root, and it's in the stats folder, and it's called visitors. So now someone's going to be able to visit our site and just enter a friendly URL to look at the stats. And let's just put a comment up here. And so this would be visitors / for example, January, February, etc. So that's just the format. Now we need to call this register routes method up here in our application start event. And in fact, I'll leave that little comment in there for you. And register routes. Now we need to go to the root table. There it is. And roots, and that's what we're going to pass down and to our register roots method, and that's the route collection. Okay, there we go. So now we're all set. We've set up at least one route here in our application. Now let's go take a look and get started at how we would create hyperlinks based upon the routes that are here in our application start method. Alright, so now let's say we add a default page to our website, and on that we want to create some hyperlinks that point to the visitors page using this route URL that we just defined, and be able to specify a month. Maybe the user can select the month from a drop-down list or the like. So let me add another page into the site over here, And we'll add another web form. We're just going to call it default. Place it in the root, and that should be our startup page. So what we're going to do on this form is create some URLs that link over to that visitor's ASPX page. And I'm actually going to show you several ways to do it. First, we'll do what's called the hard-coded way. And let me just put a little paragraph element in here. Just put a hard-coded version of hyperlink. And then we'll go down here. And let's add a ASP hyperlink control. ID, we'll call this hard-coded link. Run at equals server. There we go. And now we need a URL. Now if we wanted to hard code this, what we'd do, we might go like this. We might say, okay, there's the root, and there's the stats folder, there's visitors, and let's say for March. And we're using the three-letter abbreviations for the month per our spec in the route definition. So we'll just close that off, and that would be our hyperlink. And so let's say, call this hard-coded link to /visitors. Or yeah, that's visitors /March. And actually it's stats. There we go. So that defines our hyperlink over to that particular page. And we just need, and come to think of it, let's just double check. I'm pretty sure it's just /visitors. Yeah, we did define it to be just /visitors. So let's get rid of that stats in there. There we go. Okay, that looks good. So now let's go up and take a look at that in the browser. And we can open this up in Firefox here, because I want to go down into the HTML and just take a look at what we're getting in here. Let me just inspect that element. And what I want you to look at down here is just to see exactly what we're getting for our link. And you can see that our link is pointing to visitors /March, which is the URL that we defined with our routing engine. So now let's click on it and see if it works. And it does. It takes us over to the visitors March page. All right. Very good. So that's the example of a hard-coded version, and now let's look at something called automatically generated URLs from the route information. So as I said, now we're going to take a look at automatically generated URLs, and you might ask, like, why do we need that? You know, the route URL is abstracting us away from the page, and that prevents the person visiting the site from actually seeing the physical location of the page, plus it gives us that flexibility of more convenient naming conventions such as visitors /March, April, May, or whatever you have in your particular site. Well, with hard coding a URL in your web page, such as we've done here, you actually are restricted in the sense that if we decide to change the routing information at all, say a slightly different routing location, same parameter of March, that what's going to happen is that the hard-coded hyperlink that exists in this page wouldn't work. So there's actually a way to abstract away the creation of the URL so that you have flexibility, and if you change things in your routing information, it would automatically be updated in the URLs throughout your site. So to do that, let's just format this page a little bit. And I'm just going to copy and paste what we did with the hard-coded URL down here. Saves a little time, and we're going to just call this a generated hyperlink. And rename the ID. Just call generated link. And we want to go over here and just change the text of it. And what we're going to do here to create a generated link is we're going to change the navigate URL. Let me just scroll over here so I get it right in the middle so you can see it. And to do that, we're going to do a little server-side code. And let me get that in here, and then we'll take a look at it. And we're going to call something called root URL. And we're going to pass in a couple parameters, and for that we need to have the information from our root definition, and we call it visitor stats, and then the argument is month. So let me just, while we're here, I'm just going to copy that, might as well. We'll go back over here to default ASPX, and we want to specify a root name. And we'll set that equal to visitor stats. And then we want to pass in a second argument, which is the name of our variable in our root, and that was month. And let's set that equal to March. So what's going to happen here is we're calling this root URL method. We're passing in a couple arguments, the name of the particular root that we want to generate the URL from, and then any arguments that that root requires. In this case, it requires month, and we're setting that equal to a value of March. So in the end, we should get exactly the same URL on our page, but it's automatically generated from this information. So let's take a look at it next, and then we'll come back and talk about it a little more. So we'll open up the site. Now we should have our page with two links on it, which we do. And let's go inspect the link for the second one. And you can see down here in the HTML window at the bottom that the link is visitors slash March is wrapped around to two lines, but it's the same link as we have up here, visitors slash March. So we click on it, and there we go, we're over on our stats page. So that was automatically generated so that if we were to change the route information in any way, then we would end up with the same or correct link. And in fact, let's do that. And what we're going to do, we're just going to take this folder here, we can make a copy of it, paste it in along with everything that's there, and we will creatively name this stats 2, and let's say we go over to our route information, and let's just take this one here, we'll copy and paste this down here, let's comment this out, let's say this is now obsolete, and we go down here, and we need to change it, remember it's going to route to the stats 2 folder. And actually, let's make one more change first. Let's say that we're now going to call this stats slash visitors, like that. So, okay, we'll open up the browser. Now, our first URL is hard-coded, so we'll go over here. And in fact, let's just inspect that, and you can see down there in the bottom of the page that this goes to visitors slash March, or M-A-R, as our reference for a hyperlink. And if we look at the second one, we can see that it's going to stats slash visitors. And so we'll just check the first one, and as we expect, it can't find that page, but we go to the second one, and it does still work. So that should show you the advantage of what we're doing here, because we did just go change the routing information, but we didn't have to change anything on the page for that generated URL to work. So that gives you some degree of abstraction and flexibility when you're creating URLs throughout a number of pages. We're only doing one example here, but imagine if you had a full, robust website with a lot of links in it, that you'd be a lot better off using these generated URLs, because then you wouldn't have to go back and find all the places that things have changed. It's just like doing code and abstracting code away, where you know you make the change in one place and then it's automatically reflected throughout the entire site. So we've been looking here at how you do this right here in the markup in default ASPX, and to kind of complete the picture, let's take a quick look at how you can do this in code as well. Alright, so let's create this by code instead of using markup. We're just going to use what we have to save a little time. We'll just add a little text in here by markup, so when you get the sample code, you won't have any problem figuring out which is which. Generated link by markup. Okay, now we got to change this to generated link code. And And generated link. There we go. By code. Now what we need to do differently here is rather than specify all the information to generate the link here in the navigate URL in our markup, we're going to put that in the code behind. So let's just go right here and we'll get rid of all that in this particular hyperlink. There we go. Delete that out. Now we need to go over to the code behind page. And well, let's add a page event. Let's go into the load event. And we need to add a couple things in here. The first thing we need to define are the parameters of information that will go inbound to the method that's going to generate the URL for us. So let's dimension a local variable, call it parameters as a, let's see what it's called, the root value dictionary. And it doesn't find that, and you see a little squiggly line. Let's use our helper. I believe we're missing an import statement. And indeed, there we are. Okay, now that works. And then we're going to set our parameters equal to a new instance of our root value dictionary. Then in there, we need to create a new instance of an object that will contain the parameters, so we'll say new, and let's see, it was called month equal to March, and we'll close that all out. So there's our parameters, and then we need to figure out the path, so we need to use something called the virtual path data, so dimension vpath as virtual path data, there we go, and we'll set vpath equal to. And what we need to do here is to use the route table dot routes, and just a quick refresher, we go back over here to global SAX. That's what we passed down into our register routes method down here on line 14 and so forth to define our route. So that contains the definition of our route information. So now we're going back and using that, and what we want to do is say get, there we go, virtual path. And what we want to do here, let's see, we want to say nothing for the context, and then it's looking for the name of the route, and I believe it's called visitor stats. Let's just go and copy it from here so we don't make any mistakes. There we go. We'll copy that to clipboard, back over here, paste that in. And now, as you can see, it needs the values, and in this case, that's in our local variable called param. So what that's going to do is it's going to get us our virtual path that takes the parameters, maps it through our routing, and generates the actual URL for us. So now we need to assign that to our navigate URL, and let me just double check, what do we call that? And generated link code is what we want. So we'll go back over here and we'll go to generated link code. There we go. Go to the navigate URL property and we're going to set that equal to the virtual path dot virtual path. So that's going to end up doing is assigning that value. Let's just review what we did here. So we created an instance of the root value dictionary and specify the inbound parameters that we want, and then go through the get virtual path method to actually, based upon the routing information, generate the virtual path which we assign to the URL. Before we look at this, I realize we have a little syntactical error here. We just need, there we go, a period in there. So we'll open it up in the website. Now we should have all three versions of our link. Let's go right down to the third one, which we just did, which is in code. And if we hover over that, you can see down at the bottom that the link slash stats slash visitor slash MAR for March is identical to the one we did in the hyperlink up here. And we'll just click on that to make sure, and it does go to the visitor stats page. So we've seen three ways to create URLs for pages when you're using ASP.NET routing. We looked at hard-coded URLs, then we looked at two methods of generated URLs based upon the routing information. First we did markup, and here most recently we did it in code. I think you can see that, you know, if you anticipate changes to your site over time, that the generated URLs, whether you use the markup or the code-base approach, provide you with a lot of flexibility in that they abstract away the creation of the actual URL from the page, so that if you change the routing information with time, that you won't have to go throughout your site and make all the changes to URLs. It'll be automatically updated. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. As I said, there's a C# version in addition to the VB we used here in the demo, and then you can use that as a basis for starting to implement generated URLs for ASP.NET web pages when you use routing. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on creating URLs for ASP.NET routing.